With unerring instinct, Jefferson Hope picked his way among the great boulders and along the bed of a dried-up watercourse until he came to the retired corner screened with rocks where the faithful animals had been picketed. The girl was placed upon the mule and old Ferrier upon one of the horses with his money bag, while Jefferson Hope led the other along the precipitous and dangerous path. It was a bewildering route for anyone who was not accustomed to face nature in her wildest moods. On the one side a great crag towered up 1,000 feet or more, black, stern, and menacing, with long basaltic columns upon his rugged surface like the ribs of some petrified monster. On the other hand, a wild chaos of boulders and debris made all advance impossible. Between the two ran the irregular track, so narrow in places that they had to travel in Indian file, and so rough that only practiced riders could have traversed it at all. Yet, in spite of all dangers and difficulties, the hearts of the fugitives were light within them, for every step increased the distance between them and the terrible despotism from which they were flying. They soon had a proof, however, that they were still within the jurisdiction of the saints. They had reached the very wildest and most desolate portion of the pass when the girl gave a startled cry and pointed upwards. On a rock which overlooked the track, showing out dark and plain against the sky, there stood a solitary sentinel. He saw them as soon as they perceived him, and his military challenge of, "Who goes there?" rang through the silent ravine.
"Travelers for Nevada,"
said Jefferson Hope, with his hand upon the rifle which hung by his saddle. They could see the lonely watcher fingering his gun and peering down at them as if dissatisfied at their reply.
"By whose permission?"
he asked.
"The Holy Four," answered Ferrier.
His Mormon experiences had taught him that that was the highest authority to which he could refer.
9-7,
cried the sentinel.
7-5,
returned Jefferson Hope promptly, remembering the countersign which he had heard in the garden.
"Pass, and the Lord go with you,"
said the voice from above. Beyond his post, the path broadened out, and the horses were able to break into a trot. Looking back, they could see the solitary watcher leaning upon his gun, and knew that they had passed the outlying post of the chosen people, and that freedom lay before them.